Today, actually, today, I just thought to tell the one thing. I just received one or 2 days back the message that is the Thanksgiving Day message. So today I just, because the last, I think today might be the Thanksgiving the day. Hello.
Today is Thanksgiving Day. Don't you say today is Thanksgiving Day?
Thanksgiving Day, because I think I just got the day before yesterday or yesterday, it was a Thanksgiving Day.
Thursday. Thanksgiving Day is Thursday.
Sorry. So, yes, on Thursday, yeah, Thanksgiving Day.
神父先说，他在2天前的时候有收到讯息，那就提到说星期四是感恩节。
Yeah, so that's on 22nd. So 22nd was Thanksgiving Day. So actually 22nd that we don't have any class. So I just thought to tell you the first thing is that just for the thank you for everything for you all.
因为2天前是感恩节，但是没有课嘛。所以仁波切就想说，今天上课要跟大家谢谢大家所做的一切。
So also this is now the first class after I left the Taiwan's first sky class, and also it's a good thing that I can thank you all when I was Taiwan. So you all had a very, I mean, they put a lots of effort when I come over there. So that's why I thought to say the thank you. Actually, the Thanksgiving Day was like I think 22nd to Thanksgiving Day. So today is 24th. So but this week was Thanksgiving week. So I feel to say to thank you to you all for support when I was Taiwan and all the other activities while you are supporting.
今天是仁波切离开台湾之后的第一堂课，那仁波切他想要特别对大家表达谢意，感谢在仁波切在台湾的期间对他所有的支持跟活动。那因为今天22号是感恩节嘛，那仁波切说这一周也是感恩周，所以再次感谢大家对仁波切的支持，以及他在仁波切在台湾所有活动的一些帮忙。
Now we will come to the textbooks. As here in the textbook, it says that generally when the sick person, he have to follow the advice of the doctor. So we like the people, normally we are the sick of the all the negative emotions for the so many lives. So that's why we have to seek the advice for that. That is the best seeking the advice is from, we have to seek the advice from the Buddha.
一般来说，当我们人生病了，就要寻求医生的帮助，听从医生的医嘱。那同样的，我们每个人呢，也都是有这些负面的情绪，需要听从别人的建议。那我们能够听从最好的建议呢，就是来自于佛陀。那希望佛陀可以给我们建议。
So as you can see here, it said that for the negative emotion, to treat our negative emotion, the best doctor is the Buddha.
要对治我们烦恼，那最好的医生就是佛陀。
So that's why here it's saying that we have to seek the advice of the Buddha.
所以我们要从佛陀那边来得到指示，得到建议。
Yeah, so that's why you can see that here is it's clearly mentioned that the so that's why negative emotion, just like when you have the physical sickness, physical disease, it will give you the physically pain. When you are having the mental, the negative emotion, it gives the mentally pain. To remove that mental pain, we need one of the good physician. That is the Buddha. So he is saying that that's why as a Buddha, we have to take as a physician and follow his advice.
所以在这边呢，其实有清楚的提到，一般来讲，我们 当我们的身体有病痛的时候，我们就是要找医生。那当我们有这些心理上的疾病，产生心理上的痛苦的时候，我们也需要找医生。那最好的医生呢，就是佛陀。
Yeah, so this is the one important message Jesus is giving.
这是一个很重要的讯息要告诉我们的。
Yeah, so now the you are saying that again here saying that when sometimes once we're not following the Buddha's advice properly, that is something like that. That is something like you are not very the very cautious.Example that when you look at the small stick, if you look at the leg in a very small stick, when you take on the going on the hillside of the trail, when you look at very cautious with the every of the your step, because if you fell or if you slip, you're gonna have the some of the physically some accident, so you will be the very cautious.Exactly same thing like that. When the Buddha's advice, every of the Buddha's advice, you have to be the very cautious. Because we are on the every moments, what we are moving, and we have a lot of the negative emotions comes in our mind. So that's why we have to be the very cautious. So to become the more cautious is that to follow the Buddha's advice. So that way that we have to be very cautious. So second point is that here is saying that.
我们有时候呢，对于佛陀的开示，并没有非常如意的去依循遵行它，并不是很小心哦。那举例来讲，就好像我们在走路的时候，也是要非常的小心，因为如果说走路不小心滑倒了，就可能会有身体上的意外出现。那相对的，对于佛陀给我们这些开示呢，我们要非常的小心的听从。我们会有这些负面上的情绪和烦恼，那需要小心去应对对待，也需要小心的遵循佛陀的这些开示。
Yeah, so that's why the be cautious. So that's why here it's saying that being the be cautious is the first thing is the how we have to be cautious. So here it's saying that we should not think that today we will not die.So we should not think that today we will not die and we will live. We should not think that. So that means that we should not think that way that today we will not die at all. Because we have to think that today I might be dying. I might not. So once you think that today I will not die and tomorrow I will not die, this year I will not die, you will think, when you think that way, then that means that you are not cautious. You are,
那首先呢，我们讲的小心啊是什么意思哦？这第一步就是我们不能去想说今天我不会死，我们不能这样想，我们不能想说我们不会死，我们要想说我今天可能会死。那如果说我们想着说我们今天不会死，明天不会死，甚至是今年都不会死的话，那表示我们没有小心的去对待它。
Yeah.So this is the one thing. Again, it talks about the one point. So that's why when we are to being as a cautious, when we are being the cautious, the main important thing. So what you mean by the being the cautious is that you should be always aware that any thing can happen to me. So that's why when you think that way, anything can happen to me, that means that you know you are being the very cautious. Because when you think that way, something the bad thing happens, you will not get that much of the suffer.So normally we will always expect to us to that good things to happen. Once it not happen, then you will feel very upset.
So, 现在最重要就是我们要去想，不能想说我不会死，也不会想，不能想说好像不好的事情都不会发生。应该要想说什么事情都可能发生。那如果说不好的事情发生，我们能这样想，我们才不会觉得会痛苦。那如果我们总是想着说，这个好的事情会发生的话，那这样子的话是，我们就没有办法去接受不好的事情发生。
So that's why here you can say that here can you see in the test book, no? So you will not think that, don't stay happily thinking that you will not die today. Can you read it more?
it's 58.
Yeah, yeah, vote 58. Okay, I think I went a little bit down, so can you see that vote? Don't stay happily with thinking that today you will not die.
It's 58.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. 所以第58个地受哈, 若思金故事, 安逸此非礼, 无声终归尽, 死其必降临。
Also, then you will say that then it later on it says that the death is a certain. It will inevitable. We cannot prevent that. Inevitable and the death is a certain.
所以这边有讲到就是死期必定降临。
So that's why the days in English they are saying the text and the death is certain.
Death is the best what?
Text and the death is certain.
所以呢其实有讲到就是这个死亡啊是必然会发生的。
So same thing, that's why it's saying that the so that is a something like that we have to think the death is certain. So that is certain, and here it's trying to say that we will not live without the dying. That is a certain, it will come.
因为死亡是必然发生的嘛，所以我们不能想说好像我们都可以活着，然后呢，并不会死亡，不能这样去想。
So here it says that now the who can save me off from the, that fear? So can you see the later one? Who can save me from that fear? So how can I liberate from this death?
It's a text, right?
Yeah, yeah. Can you see that in the second the sentence?
解除避难，谁是我无惧？云何定脱苦？ 倘若必死亡，为何心安逸？
Yeah, so here I don't have the English translation of the book, so I'm translating myself through the English.
刘博士说很抱歉了，因为他这边没有英文版的，所以他自己翻成英文。
Yeah, so maybe when I translate to the English, sometimes it not might go the exactly words as the word very well.
那有时候如果说是这样翻成英文的话，就会怕说跟原来的这个句意上会有点出入。
Because the main problem is that okay. So here it's saying that the day will be the time that I will. They will be in time, I will be no more exist. So that's why, how can I stay like a relaxing? Hello?
不好意思，这边有提到就是说，谁是我无惧，云何定脱苦？倘若必死亡，为何心安逸？
Julie, did you get the sentence?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So that is one thing. It's showing that so there is a certain day will be the time that I won't be like at all. So that's why the how can be I be properly relaxed. So it's showing that it's giving the message that we always have to some like a cautious of the other death. One side of the mind, we have to be the aware that every the moment the death is coming closer to us.
所以我们就是要去想，因为死亡是必定的，所以我们现在呢不能够是安逸的过日子哦，我们必须要去觉察到这个死亡呢是一定会来的，那也就是因为这样的关系。
So biggest problem in our life is not only the death, to be born again is the biggest problem.
To be born again is the big problem?
Yeah, yeah.
所以我们就必须知道就是说我们会再度的投生呢是个问题。
So that's why here he's saying this. So that's why the one thing that we have to know that the, it is a very, generally in the circle of the samsara, we will death and we will born and the days are one circle. But the one thing is the when we died and when we born, lot of the we lost the memory and we cannot remember the, our past life.
在我们的这个循环当中，也就是轮回当中哦，这个死亡跟出生呢，它事实上是一个循环。但问题就是在我们死亡又在投生的过程当中，我们会忘记过去式。
So that is one good thing is that when we don't have the, any memory of the death, that is some sort of like a natural the balance. Because when we carry a lot of the memories from the past, then we cannot live very like a new life when you are having a lot of the past memories. In case when we die and when we are born again, when we have, if we carry the memories of the past life, then we cannot live this life as a very new life. Because you only have a lot of the memories of the, your past life. So it is some sort of like a natural the balancing that the let us the forgetting the old our past life.
So
that is a quite interesting thing is that the natural the balance. Because when I was kid, I used to remember some sorts of the past life that my mother used to tell me. Now, right now, I still remember the one thing that when I was kid, I always having the feeling that I'm having the 10 horse or like that lot of horses I'm having that. Even I know that in home I have no horse, but still I have that strong memory and the feeling. I'm happy that a lot of the things that right now I forget about the memories of the past life. If I still carry these old memories, I will have a really very contradiction in the life. So that is, I think, the very interesting of the natural balance. So some people feel that they cannot remember their past life. So they feel they could not believe that past life existed. But they are not knowing that if they have that memory of the past life, it makes this life more difficult.
所以仁波切说啊，这是一种自然的平衡哦，可以去忘记过去式的事情。那仁波切他记得他在小的时候可以记得前世的一些发生的事情。那仁波切的妈妈也是有跟仁波有提到说，仁波切会记得哦。那直到现在，仁波切都还会觉得说他自己拥有很多的马匹，虽然说在真实的生活在家里他并没有任何的马匹哦。 但是他还是有一个很强烈的感觉，是他拥有很多的这些马匹。那仁波切说他很高兴，他会忘记这些过去是所发生的事情哦。因为如果说他有的话，他可能就会继续想着前世的事情。那这种能够忘记过去的事啊，是一种自然的一个平衡。那有些人呢，因为不能够记得前世的事情，就比较能够接受说有这种再投生的事情。
In the life, very interesting thing is that to learn new things is not that difficult. To forget something, what you want to forget, it's sometimes very difficult. That's why so people drink the alcohol, some things, the drugs, they want to forget some things and could not forget it. So once you have to learn something, remember the something, learn the new things, not that difficult. When you want to forget something that what you really want to forget, it is not that easy. It's very, very difficult. Nearly impossible.
我们学习新的事物并不是困难，但是要忘记我们想要忘掉的事物总是困难的。 所以有些人因为做不到，可能就是会来喝酒。那仁波切就在说啊，事实上学新的事物是不困难，但是要忘记我们想要忘掉的事情是困难，而且不容易的。
Yeah, so that's it. Okay. So now so here it's saying that can you see that it talks about that we have to think there will be a certain the time will come that we will be no more exist. So that's why how you can just be the relaxing, ignoring our death. So it's very important message that we can relax. But we still, one side of the mind, we should not ignore the death. Because the death will be the moment death is coming closer and closer. So we have to find some solution to overcome the fear of the death. That we have to find it out.
所以好像这边有提到啊，我们既然确定这个死亡是一定会到来的，所以呢，我们不能够再这样安逸的过生活，我们不能够去忽略死亡随时是可能到来的。那事实上呢，这个死亡是离我们越来越近，所以我们必须要找到方法来克服我们对死亡的恐惧。
So here the is getting okay. Now the thing is that okay, death is coming closer and closer. What we have to do? That's the question. So here he's saying that death is coming closer and closer. What we have to do? So thing is that the death, then you will have to again to get the born. When you have to go the reborn, so it will born and again they will have some challenges. If you have not purified the negative action, the negative karma, what you did in this life. After the death, again that you have to bear all this result. So that's why in this chapter he's talking the importance of the purifying your negative karma. Importance of the purifying the negative sin. Because now you are saying that you have limited time. Death is approaching closer and closer. You have limited time. Purify the your negative karma. That is here. In this chapter he was giving the main message, he's giving that. Yeah.
所以事实上呢，这个死亡是离我们越来越近的，所以呢，我们必须试着去做一些事情。那像当死亡来临的时候，我们就会再度的重生。那重生之后，新的生活，我们会面临到很多的挑战哦。所以如果说我们在这一次没有净化我们的恶业，或是净化我们这些烦恼，那我们在来世还是要面对这些事情。
所以在这边他提到一个很大的重点，就是要告诉我们，我们也是必须面对这个死亡越来越靠近，那必须要净化我们这个恶业和净化我们这个负面的情绪。So now here he is giving some example that in this life, how many negative karma we have committed. Now he is giving the example.
这边对于我们在这一世有做了多少的恶业，他举了一些例子。
So now here that is saying that at the first chapter in the now you can see in this paragraph after the death what will happen, because here is saying that when you are dying, even your friends, even your close ones, even your relatives, they cannot travel with you.
这边有提到哦，当我们往生的时候会怎么样呢？当我们往生的时候，我们的朋友、我们的衣物，还有我们的亲属，事实上都不能够跟着我们一起走。
So that is the yeah. So you know here you can say that 所以，now here can you see that I go against of the master's word because of the too much of the too much attached to the self. Can you see this one? Yeah.
这边是提到第六十个偈颂，然应执着彼，与为师教戒。
Okay. Then even when I was alive. 这部可信多不能，这本没得，这本没得，公司多，没得我的东西多，他们也不踏实，你这不能太那个。Okay, Julie, can you get that verse?
You mean that, the text, right?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. But it's 50.
60.
It comes attachment. So I against my master's advices.
Okay, can you see them?
现在要提到第六十个偈颂，然因执着彼，与为失教界。
So now the because of what we are saying is that sometimes the attached thought that the self also against the vikoda, against of the Buddha's mood. So we did a lot of the negative karmas because of the attachment toward the self.
那因为我们对自己的执着，所以我们就没有办法好好的遵守佛陀的教戒，那也就因此我们会犯下很多的恶业，那这些犯下恶业的根源也就是来自于我执。Okay,
so that we are doing. Then, because when we have done a lot of the negative actions and negative karma, we have done that. Now, even when we are alive, we might have the friends related lot of things. When we are go die, then even the friends and the relative cannot help us anything. We have to go only by the ourselves.
我们犯下的很多的恶业，造作很多的恶业。我们活着的时候有很多的朋友、亲属会跟随着我们，但是我们死亡的时候，我们必须自己走。这些朋友、亲属是带不走的。
So it's saying that the main thing is that what we have to do is that because we make a lot of the mistakes. So that's why we are saying that it's a main important message here given that we have to purify the negative karmas. We have to purify the negative karma means that something like that every of the time when we remember the first, if this chapter is giving the main message to the purifying the negative karma. It doesn't mean that once you purify the few days back, you don't have to purify. Because every moment also, we accumulate a lot of the negative karmas, negative sin.
那在这边其实他提到的重点是我们都会犯很多的错，所以净除恶业是很重要的。要净除恶业呢，也必须是要知道时时都要净除，因为我们的每一刻我们都在犯恶业。
So now here you say that one third of the condition, major to the dimension. So now whatever the negative sin you have committed, you will result of that you will get the suffering and the pain. Can you see that? Now you will get pain. Now here comes the one question: how can we liberate ourselves from the negative karma and the negative sin?
So
now here it's saying that now what we have to do is at moments of the day and night we have to think that how can I liberate myself from negative karma. That is the proper way of the thinking. We have to think that how can I liberate myself from the negative karma and the negative sin.
Hence,我们不管是白天或是黑夜，我们都要去想，我要怎么样可以免除犯下恶业。那在这边就是有提到，就是我们要这样去思考，是我们要怎么样免除恶业。
Can you hear me, Julie?
Yes.
Okay. So this is the way how it is. Normally, we don't think that how I can liberate myself from the negative karma and the negative sin. So here it's saying that in this chapter it's talking that we should think that way. So that's why because the important thing is that when you purify the negative sins and the negative karma, so even the death comes, and even we die, we don't have to suffer after the death. Because of we only purify the negative karma and the negative sin.
正常来说，我们就不会去想说要怎么样让自己免于犯下这些恶业哦。 那但是呢，事实上能够净除这些恶业是很重要的。那这样我们在死亡的时候才不会遭到痛苦。
This is the one important message here it is giving. So important as well. Now here you can see. Here you can see the one thing is that now here it's saying that can you see that because of the ignorant I have committed the negative karmas. Can you see that?
这边有提到哦，无因无明师犯诸自性罪。Yes. 第六十三个偈颂。
Can you, yeah, Julie,
Yes, 第六十三个偈颂这边有讲到很重要的一点哦，就是无因无明师犯诸自性罪。
Okay, so here is that, no? So now here is saying that, I will, a friend of the Buddha, I will purify all of the negative karma.
So now is the next test, to pray in front of Buddha and to purify all the negative things.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
所以现在第六十四个偈颂，合掌护主前，以为最苦心，再三礼诸佛，忏除一切罪。
So this is the one important message. It's one thing what we have to keep. So whenever we see the Buddha, whenever we pray for the Buddha, that's also important that we have to see the Buddha and we will say that I will pray, I will prostrate and to purify the all of my negative karma that we have to do. Because the day is sometimes like that, if you know that you are going to die today, first thing that what will you do? What prayer you will say? The most important prayer is you have to say that to pray for the purify the all of the negative karma. That is the most important thing. So here it's saying that whenever we come to the Buddha, whenever we reach the temple, we pray for the Buddha, what you pray normally. Normally most important that you have to think that I will pray for the Buddha and that may I purify the all of my negative karma. Yes, you have need a regret of your all the negative action or negative karma what you have committed before.
So 这边就是有提到啊，当我们见到佛陀的时候，或者是对佛陀礼敬，或者是我们在念诵的时候呢，都要去想，我想要净除我的恶业。那如果说我们知道今天会死，我们会说什么话呢？我们也是要想着，就是一切的恶业呢，都能获得净除。所以当我们进入到寺院里面，见到佛陀，那对佛陀顶礼，或者是对佛陀礼敬，那要讲什么的时候，我们就要去思维，我们要净除一切的恶业，而且要对我们过去所犯下的恶业表达忏悔。
That is the one important message here you're giving.
这是在这段当中他所提到的重要的。
So there is one very interesting one story someone told me. When she was flying in the flight, they had a very heavy turbulence in the flight. So everyone had to scream. Then she thought to pray. But when she tried to thought to pray, there is no image of the Buddha's coming in her mind at all. And plus you don't know what to pray.
所以就是有一个人跟仁波切提到啊， 当他在坐飞机的时候就遇到乱流嘛，那大家都在尖叫，那时候他就很想要对佛陀提起，但是很奇怪，就是脑海当中并没有任何佛陀的这个影像出现，他也不知道跟佛陀祈请什么。
嗯嗯，so that's why the important thing is here, generally, as he said that when we are praying for the Buddha, what we pray, so we'll prostrate and we pray, and through the regret of our negative karma, and we have to pray for the purifying our negative karma. Hmm? Hmm.
一般来说呢，当我们如果说要真的对佛陀祈请的话，我们要讲什么？实际上我们就是要讲希望一切的恶业都可以获得净除。
嗯嗯。OK 嗯嗯。OK so here okay.So now here he is saying that all the Buddha, the Buddha and the protector, whatever the negative sin or negative I have to committed before, please forget. Please forgive.
Forgive or forget?
Forgive.
好，所以这边在第六十五个偈颂有提到，诸佛其宽恕往昔所造罪。
Mm. Can you just tell the, how they translated this sentence in the Chinese version?
Okay, 所以第六十五个偈颂提到，诸佛其宽恕，往昔所造罪，此即非善行，尔后世不为。
So no, how can you just tell me that in the?
Oh, in Chinese? Okay, so.We have to ask for the forgiveness from the Buddha about what I have done. I have done the negative things in the past, and all of this action were not virtues, and I swear I will never do it again.
Can you just tell me once again? I didn't get your point. Can you tell me once again?
Okay. So I request all the forgiveness from the Buddha about the negative action I have done in the past.
Yeah. Okay. So that is the one. Yeah, forgiveness. You are asking the forgiveness. This is something like a forgiveness. Why we have to ask the forgiveness is that to purify the negative karma. When you done something wrong and when you ask someone the forgiveness, that is the way how you can purify the negative karma.
仁波切说这边呢、啊、就是祈请诸佛的宽恕嘛，那一般来讲我们想要净除我们所有的恶业，那最好的方法就是能够祈请佛陀的宽恕来帮助我们净除恶业。
You know, this is the one of the best way to the getting the, yeah, this is the one of the best way. So that's why it says that. Now,so here that now he is saying that the two last two sentences, now whatever the negative I have committed before, it's not the right thing. Now in the future, I will not commit any negative sins. Can you? Yeah. Yeah, okay. So that you can see that, no? So then it's finished of the chapter 2. Now here.
So today we have the second chapter, second品就圆满。
Chapter 2. Now I think that maybe we will stop here for the chapter 2. Now we have finished, then I will continue with the chapter 3 later. And before that, maybe I will say the small prayer.
那仁波切说呢，今天我们就是第二品在这边圆满，那下次会讲第三品。现在仁波切呢想要就是做一个小小的修法。
Yeah, because also sorry for that also little bit time it waste in the while the connecting. So I'm sorry for that. It wasted a little time with the connecting and the connection didn't go well. I'm sorry for that.
仁波切他觉得很抱歉呢，因为一开始这个连线出现状况，花了一点时间，所以他在这边表达歉意。
Okay, okay, then thank you very much. Okay, thank you, thank you.
谢谢大家。